This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Thanks for streaming WSOY on NowDecatur.com. This stream is presented by Hickory Point Bank, Invested. Their investment in Decatur is an investment in everyone who calls Decatur home.
Tears. The event is free and open to the public, and no ticket is required. The committee also partnered with the Boys and Girls Club of Decatur to recruit submissions for a 2022 Juneteenth logo contest and a written essay contest. The winners of both will be unveiled and shared during the event. See the full lineup. Go to NowDecatur.com. The Illinois Department of Employment Security announced that the employment rate remained at 7.1%, while non-farm payrolls were down 7,900 in May, based on preliminary data provided by the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The state's unemployment rate was 1.3 percentage points higher than the national unemployment rate reported for May, which was 5.8%. The Illinois unemployment rate was down 8.3 percentage points from a year ago when it was at 15.4%. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
He calls himself a defender of human rights. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Iran's president-elect speaking out days after his victory with some choice words for the U.S. amid indirect talks that wrapped up over the weekend with the U.S. trying to rejoin the nuclear deal President Trump pulled out of. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told Fox News Sunday.
Once we go back into that deal, Chris, the idea is to negotiate a follow-on agreement that will make for a longer and stronger agreement.
So what is Iran's new leader saying? Fox's Simon Owen has details live.
Dave, 3 days after he was elected Iranian president, Ebrahim Raisi has been holding a news conference. He says he will not meet with President Biden, even as the U.S. attempts to revive the Iran nuclear deal. And he says Iran's ballistic missile program is non-negotiable. Raisi is a hardliner and a former judge. He's already under U.S. sanctions for his role in mass executions. He claimed today he was just doing his job, defending his, in his words, human rights. Dave?
Simon, the U.S. is trying to re-engage with North Korea. American envoy Sung Kim is in South Korea for talks, offering to negotiate with North Korean officials anytime, anywhere, without preconditions. Claudette is a tropical storm again.
You know, we expect these gusty winds to be over eastern North Carolina for the next few hours, and the threat should be mostly gone by this afternoon.
Eric Blake at the National Hurricane Center says a few inches of rain could fall, so some areas could flood. Claudette first hit the Gulf Coast and is blamed for 13 deaths in Alabama, 10 of them in a crash during the storm. 8 kids on a bus were killed in a collision with a car. A man and his young daughter died in that vehicle. And also, a man and a 3-year-old were killed when a tree fell on their house. America's listening to Fox News.
Panera favorites are hot and ready to serve for dinner. Taste our creamy mac and cheese served in a crispy bread bowl. Or the classic bacon turkey Bravo featuring our signature sauce. How about our new mouth-watering Chipotle chicken and bacon flatbread pizza? These and other favorites are waiting for you. Order dinner tonight for delivery or pickup. Only at Panera. Availability and pricing may vary.
This year, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation is honoring heroes with 200 mortgage-free homes. A never-forget walk, more than 500 miles through 6 states in 42 days, culminating at Ground Zero on 9/11. Tower of Light tributes, names of those lost to 9/11 illness, are being read on September 12th, and names of all lost in the War on Terror are being read on Veterans Day. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org.
Talks will continue this week trying to find a compromise on an infrastructure rebuild plan. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham tells Fox News Sunday.
President Biden, if you want an infrastructure deal of $1 trillion, it's there for the taking. You just need to get involved and lead.
There is that bipartisan group of senators. They're working on about a $1 trillion proposal. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, is part of that group. He says the group will release its framework by Wednesday, the latest. As Republicans say, a deal is ready to go if the White House is willing. And Republicans are negotiating with Democrats, and Democrats are negotiating also with other Democrats. A number of progressive Democrats say that that $1 trillion bill just isn't enough. They say that they need to add on to more to that. They're discussing around $6 trillion.
That's Fox's Rich Edson. A man wanted for a triple murder in Oregon on Friday is now under arrest in Wisconsin.
Laura Johnson was inside her car during a lunch break in Springfield, Oregon, when police say an armed Owen Nicholson kidnapped her. Johnson was able to convince Nicholson to turn himself into police after he drove her over 2,000 miles to Wisconsin. Johnson was unharmed. Nicholson was wanted in connection to the killing of three people, including his own father. He's facing second-degree murder, first-degree assault, and other charges. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up about 200 points. There's a new major champion in golf. John Rahm won the U.S. Open after birdieing the last two holes, beating Louis Oosthuizen by one stroke. The Hawks soar in the NBA playoffs.
2.5 to go. Long three on its way. Trey Young! Ice cold delivers a three.
Atlanta beat Philadelphia 103-96 on TNT. The Hawks advanced to the Eastern Conference Finals. Phoenix topped the LA Clippers 120-14 in the West Finals opener. On the ice, Vegas beat Montreal 2-1 in overtime, tying the NHL semifinal series in 2 games apiece. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Market appreciation coupled with low inventory and strong buyer demand makes now the perfect time to sell your home. If your home is market ready and priced appropriately, it's selling fast. Get a jump on the spring market and give us a call at 217-875-0555 or visit brinkotter.com today to connect with one of our highly experienced agents. Our technology, experience, and network are your powerful advantage.
Find your way home. brinkotter.com.
Good morning. Here's a look at your WSOY three-day weather forecast. Today, we've got a slight chance of rain up until about 5 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 71 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear later with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76 and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 70 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:06.
Good morning and welcome to the Monday, June 21st edition of Byers & Company. Kevin Brahaney will join us. We'll visit with Stacey Young from the Decatur Park Board of Commissioners. Mark Topper, whole lot to get to here today. And oh yeah, the weekend with the Tesla. The company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Almost, but not quite, chilly out there this morning.
This is my favorite kind of weather this morning.
Yeah. Thought maybe we were done with that after Friday and all of the heat, although I think there's probably more on the way. Pleasant couple of days ahead for us, as you just heard Nick's forecast. Good morning and welcome. A lot to cover here today. First and foremost, let me say I hope everyone had a great Father's Day weekend. There was a lot to do, and we had a wonderful time as a family. It was very nice. getting together again. We had an incredible amount of Juneteenth celebration going on here in Central Illinois, starting Saturday during the day down in Central Park, and then into the evening at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater. There's a video up on NowDecatur.com, part of our Hot 25, as it rolled out for the summer events. Very excited about that. But we begin with Kevin Burhaney, who joins us each and every Monday at this time. We've got a lot to talk about here, Kevin. First of all, hope you had a great Father's Day weekend. Saw a lot of great pictures on Instagram.
Oh, hi, Brian. Good morning to you. Yes, it was an emotional Father's Day weekend for me. I can't get over the roller coaster of emotions I went through. Saturday, I lost a good friend, Tom Stoll. Most people knew him as Tom. He was the 70-year-old server at Olive Garden. You couldn't miss him. He's tall and very likable, very friendly. I knew Tom going all the way back to my Quincy days, where we both ran competing bars. He managed one. I managed another. We became great friends. He died in his sleep over the weekend on Saturday. And he left three beautiful girls behind that are very sad. And yesterday was just a great day. Play golf with my boys, Michael and my Matt and John, and then unbelievable barbecue after a swim meet yesterday. And we said goodbye to Father Joe Malloy, a very personal friend. He went to high school with Sue, and he's heading to Chatham, his new assignment after 20 years here in Decatur. So I don't know, a weekend of emotion, but very beautiful.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, happy for your family and all of your blessings that I know you count on a daily basis. And I hope everyone out there had a great Father's Day yesterday, and I know I did. And so good morning and welcome. All right, so a lot to get to here today. Have you thought about an electric vehicle in your life?
Well, you know, I love Infinities, and my current Infiniti, but the one before that was a hybrid. And so I got a taste of an electric vehicle, not a full-blown one, but the hybrid was simply amazing. And I could not get over how fast it was. That's when the batteries kicked in, and later on the combustion engine kicks in. But they have, I've seen a Tesla at an autocross that I went to, and it won everything. It is the most incredible futuristic thing I've ever seen in my lifetime.
Yeah, and to drive one, you know, Nick and I have been talking about this for a very long time, and we're both sort of there. Nick way ahead of me in the game, but after spending a weekend with one, I can tell you people are going to be blown away by this thing, and you can check out the video at NowDecatur.com. When you punch it, Kevin, I mean, this thing literally goes 0 to 90 in just over 3 seconds, and there's no noise. It is the weirdest sensation you will ever feel in your entire life.
It's G-force. I mean, you actually feel the acceleration. It used to be 0 to 60. Now it's 0 to 90. That's incredible.
Yeah, it really is. More on that in a little bit. All right, we've got a lot to get to here today. What's coming up tonight on Soy City Buzz on First Mid Mondays?
Well, you know, the last couple First Mid Mondays have been pretty heavy between the death of Chris Overheim and then Tony Brown's retirement. We pretty much dedicated the last two shows to two very important subjects. Tonight's lighthearted. We're going to begin with Tom McNamara, as we always do, and then Jill Appleby and Susan Avery is going to come on and talk about the beautification of Decatur. They have this contest that goes on. You can nominate the business that's doing the best job of making their business look beautiful. I think St. Mary's won it last year. So they're doing that, and they're going to talk all about it. And then at 5:30, I've got the most incredible segment. A fellow named John Wells, I think half the city knows him. He has sold promotional gadgets and things like that for Giger promotionals. But John's probably best known for his real long emails that he sends to about 60 people once a month of letting everyone know what's going on in his life and around town. And it's usually about table tennis. And he's one of the best table tennis players in town. And I've had him on the show talking about ping pong before, and he's brought some of the stars in with him. But this time, he sends out an email earlier this month, and I couldn't believe what I read. But John, to set a record at the YMCA for shooting 200 times free throws, 90 out of 100, 90 out of 100, 200 times since April. So in 3 months, he went to the YMCA every day and shot free throws and only counted when he shot 90 out of 100 toward his record. And he did it 200 times in 3 months. Is that amazing or what?
That takes Shaquille O'Neal about 17 years. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, he is literally, John, is a student of Pistol Pete Maravich's technique. He really is, and he's practiced it to a point to where he set this record. They celebrated it at the Y. They're going to have a big party at the Monocles Forum. And he's going to be on tonight, and then after that, my good friend and your friend, Jeff Engel. Hey, look, there's nothing that got hurt more in this pandemic than the restaurants. And the Decatur Club is back in business, holding weddings and big events in that iconic, historic ballroom. So it's time to get back to the Decatur Club to book your events. He's going to be on to talk about that.
Well, that sounds like a great show all the way around, Kevin, and we look forward to hearing it tonight at 5 o'clock. Are you and John in, or do we have guest host? What's the lineup look like?
Big John is back, like John Wayne. John West is back.
All right. We look forward to it at 5. Have a great day, Kev. We'll see you at the YMCA for the WSO YMCA Challenge today. That will be day 3 of that. We'll see how many people show up as we sort of limped into Wednesday last week, back at it strong on Monday. Also, we will have with us a little bit later in the program, Stacey Young, the Park Board Commissioner President, after the incident on Friday night caused the shutdown of Splash Cove. I asked Stacey to be on in place of Bill. I talked to Stacey Saturday night at the Devon Amphitheater. I think there's like 3 lines of storytelling here in this whole thing. There were 3 incidents that happened leading up until Friday night. One was a verbal altercation, one was a minor scuffle, and then, of course, half of America has seen the video from what happened on Friday night. They closed down the general public admission on Saturday and Sunday. They instituted new rules of which people will complain endlessly. She had a very interesting take on Saturday morning, which I thought was unbelievably astute and right on the money, when she literally just posted about what she had spent her day doing, you know, on Saturday and was about to do, and quit dropping your kids off for babysitting service to act like fools, and we're not going to allow this. And when the rules are put in place, I don't want to hear any complaints about the agency or the officers who are being filmed, you know, while they kick people out. Blame yourselves and blame your kids for the bad behavior. Now, that in and of itself, to me, says about everything you need to say about this. The media and the reaction to the media on this was embarrassing and unbelievably, at times, overtly racist, at other times just subliminally racist. And I don't know why everyone loses their minds about thinking about something like this only being a Decatur thing.
I'm glad you said that, because there were people, I mean, there was a strong, strong narrative of people that are like, that's why I got out of there. This is why I'm moving to Tennessee or Texas. It's like, this stuff is not unique to Decatur, to Central Illinois, to anywhere in the freaking world.
When you get to Tennessee and Texas, good luck, because you're going to have to move to the next place.
Because there will be fighting there, you know, by teens, and there will, I mean, it was exhausting. You know, it's like, and you click on their profiles and you see that they were from Decatur but currently live somewhere else, and you know, it's like, would you stop casting this sort of stuff onto our community?
It is first and foremost, it shouldn't be allowed. The people who are involved in this should be banned.
Yep.
You know, they don't get to come back. They lose their privileges, and you do whatever you can, which they did, and they put new rules in place. We'll talk about that with Stacey. But I wanted to talk directly to her. There was a wonderful event going on Saturday night at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, as well as in downtown Decatur. And you know, the other media can do whatever they want to do. It's their product. That's their thing. I'm not going to be judgy. I just don't know why you would want the commentary that you have on a site that you own or product that you produce, why you would allow that. Up to them, not judging. I'm just saying we're not going to do it.
Yeah, not all clicks are equal. You know, and some might have lasting ramifications. It gives oxygen to some things that don't make your brand look that good. Even, I mean, just talking from a product standpoint. You know, you're not protecting your own product.
Their product, their decision to make, that's up to them. I don't believe in this clickbait way of living through life, and whatever that means, that we'll take it no matter what. I don't want people associating our product with racist yahoos that make statements that are unbelievably hurtful, mean-spirited, downright false, inaccurate. I can put 20 reasons on the list.
Some cases threatening.
Yeah, or all of the above.
Yeah, all of
in one.
Mm-hmm.
So Stacy said, "Good Saturday morning. My first meeting today is to meet with park board leaders about how to manage your kids that are being dropped off at the aquatics facility and acting a fool. When restrictions are set, don't be mad at the agency or the officers being filmed. Be mad at the behavior that led to the restrictions. It's a fun facility, not a station for banging and brawls. The facility is closed today and tomorrow. Way to go, Decatur." And then I talked to her on, that was put up on Saturday morning, talked to her on Saturday night. And when I visited with the folks from the Park District Saturday night, some of the other folks in the operations area, they are talking to Champaign, Springfield. I mean, this is happening everywhere. We have a particular rise in this country, and maybe globally, I don't know, with this the fighting of young women, where it gets thrown down like this in a heartbeat. It wasn't a thing when I was growing up. I mean, there were fights, but it generally wasn't girls.
Yeah.
And it is a thing now where 9 times out of 10, you can almost guess that when you hear about something like this, that your mind goes to probably females. That's an unusual position that we are in that we were not in for most of my life.
Yeah, the dynamic has changed. People are on edge, and they're quicker to get to violence. And also it doesn't hurt that now there are videos going at all the time. So a lot of the stuff that didn't get any oxygen before is getting extra oxygen now. So it becomes a thing that gets spread, and then it looks like a bigger pattern of behavior. Not to say it's not happening more frequently. We are just seeing it so much more frequently as well.
And here's the thing that I do not understand. I do understand. The adults set the pattern that the kids then repeat. And if adults' reaction to this is to film it and put it up on social media like it's entertainment worthy, what lesson do you think those kids are getting in life?
It's not. Well, they will be absorbing a bad lesson, but no lesson was – there was no thought to lesson. There was just –
No, in my day as a kid, those same adults would have intervened and told these kids to knock it off.
Yeah.
Instead of filming it because you're living your life by the same clickbait that most media is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this will get a lot of hits. This will be popular. Therefore, making me popular. Therefore, I mean, this is the problem. As Scott Galloway wrote in a couple of columns a couple of weeks ago about you falling into the sucker bait that social media is all about.
Oh yeah, it's a new time. It's an economy with a new kind of currency, you know, with likes being one of the funds and just attention and the spread. It feels like a form of currency. You're rich in
nothing better than going viral, even if the behavior that gets you viral is cringeworthy.
Right. And viral is generally rigged, you know, so and you're playing a rigged game.
So all the way around.
We're going to take a timeout, and then we'll be back with more Byers and Company. But first, we're going to take a look at the WSOI 3-day weather forecast. Today, we've got a slight chance of rain, mainly up until 5 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 71 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76. And Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 70 degrees, and your WSOI time is 6:24. This look at your weather brought to you by SIU Center for Family Medicine here in Decatur.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Your radio station has been hijacked by Pirate Radio.
Actually, this is just a radio ad for Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
It's in the tension getter, Dennis. Trust me. This is Pirate Radio, and we're taking over the airwaves for an important announcement from Dick Van Dyke Appliance World.
Hold on a second. Now, I'm an upset customer with a real problem. My dishwasher is leaking water, and I have about 8 kids. Last count, anyway.
Okay, okay. This commercial's an important announcement from Dennis.
That's right. Wow.
All right, here we go. This is Pirate Radio, and Dick Van Dyke Appliance World has taken over your airwaves with an important message.
I'm Dennis Regan, owner of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. If you want award-winning appliance repair service, award-winning appliance sales, stop into one of our 4 locations.
Dennis, we're out of time.
That's a bummer.
Wow.
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Looking to fall in love with your new home? This is Allie, Director of Marketing with Eagle Ridge of Decatur, your affordable, assisted lifestyle community. You can count on us to provide home-cooked meals, small group activities, and outdoor visitations with family and friends. We are still accepting move-ins at this time. There is no better time to call than right now. Stop by 875 West McKinley or call 872-1282. That's 872-1282. Managed by Garnet Management Solutions, we are an equal housing opportunity lender.
There's been a lot of confusion lately on mask use. Drew Early of Decatur Memorial Hospital says masks are still required in a hospital setting, but there's more you can do to keep yourself and others safe.
We want to keep our staff and our patients safe, but I will say, you know, the most important thing we can do here is keep getting vaccinated. There are plenty of opportunities in this community to get vaccinated. The data is very clear. These are very safe, very effective, and now they're very available.
Find out more by listening to the podcast now at nowdecatur.com. You're listening to Byers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, coming up at the bottom of the hour, stories and news, and then when we get back, we had a wonderful weekend. We'll get more into the Splash Cove rules as they have been determined by the park board and staff, and Stacey Young will be with us in about a half hour. But we did have the Tesla for the weekend. I know, thank you, Nick, for your infinite patience and the amount of FaceTime that you spent. It is an alien experience in a way.
It's fun. There's no cost there. It didn't bother me 1% getting to talk about something that I like to do and know a little about. I enjoy it.
Don't sell yourself short, pal. You know a lot about this. Two quick things. Lindsay went out and picked up the car, and then, you know, we had it for the weekend, and, I knew when I didn't hear from her, like, forever, that she was out, having a good time, and then she told me when she got home that she had spent some considerable face time with you, getting in and around, just the things that aren't necessarily intuitive.
Right.
And if you've driven a car, most of your life, I would say there's a lot of this that isn't intuitive.
Right. There was. And Jen told me she remembered when I had a BMW that had a push start at the front end of push start. And I would let people borrow my car, but they would call me and say, hey, how do I start your car? How do I even do that?
Yes.
So we're at a new level of that now.
And there is a scene in the Guy Ritchie movie Rock and Roller with Gerard Butler and Elba.
Idris Elba.
Where they rip off the guards and they get into the Mercedes and neither one of them can figure out how to start the car and the windshield wipers are going and everything's, so there is a little of that. But it is unbelievable. I mean, I was most of the way there, not as far as you, but maybe further than some in knowing what is going to be in our not so distant future, right?
Oh yeah.
And after spending the weekend with this, I'm all the way there. I mean, 1,000%. We'll take a break for stories and news. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Byers & Company. Don't go anywhere.
This is Schuyler with your stories now. Splash Cove has added additional policies that will go into effect as of today. All minors 15 and under must be accompanied by a parent or guardian 18 and older to be admitted into Splash Cove. No reentry will be allowed. Open swim will now close at 6:30 p.m. daily. Pass holders are admitted at 11:30 a.m. and non-pass holders will be admitted at noon. In addition, capacity will be voluntarily reduced by 25%. For more details, go to nowdecatur.com. Governor J.B. Pritzker is announcing a new COVID-19 vaccination lottery with $10 million in prizes. The lottery is called All In for the Win, and it features cash payouts of $100,000 to $1 million for adults and scholarships worth $150,000 for teens.
Illinois residents who got at least one vaccine dose within our state boundaries will be automatically eligible to win. There's no sign-up.
Starting in July, there will be state and regional drawings to ensure winners come from all over Illinois. Winners will be notified by the State Department of Public Health. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. There was major damage reported from a tornado touching down in the suburbs of Chicago last night.
We have approximately 130 homes that were damaged in this small neighborhood.
Naperville, Illinois Fire Chief Mark Pugnitis, there are a few reports of injuries but not deaths. 13 deaths are reported due to Tropical Storm Claudette in Alabama. That storm's moving to the northeast.
We're expecting another inch or two of rain over eastern North Carolina during the next few hours.
Eric Blake with the National Hurricane Center. American Airlines is canceling hundreds of flights, partly because of staffing shortages.
American stepped up service faster than competitors, and the cuts amount to only about 1% of planned flying in the first half of July, 950 flights. Some passengers will be moved on to other flights or connect over a different hub. Others might receive refunds.
Fox's Jenny Casola. America's listening to Fox News.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Now.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we have a slight chance of showers, mainly up until 5 p.m. It's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear later with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76 and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 70 degrees and your WSOY time is 6:32.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You keep saying you got something for me.
You know, there are songs, and then there are songs used in movies, and this will forever, to me, be Full Metal Jacket by Stanley Kubrick when they make that sequence change to actually being in Vietnam.
Same thing. I have the same exact feeling about that song.
With all due respect to Nancy Sinatra. It's just sort of that is where it is baked into my brain. All right, so we had the Juneteenth celebrations going on. More on that in just a couple of minutes, but I want to spend some time talking about the Model 3 long-range all-wheel drive. This thing is unbelievable. There's the 15-inch touch screen that is your entire dashboard. I mean, all
Yeah, I want to hear Brian's take on this. We're having a little bit of connection issues, but we'll be right back with more Buyers and Company right after this.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent. You're like me, striving to make sense of what seems like a culture gone crazy with far too many crazies. And I wonder, where did they all come from? And why did they just show up now? I've hosted WSOY's Direct Line since 2005. I'm clergy. Yep, a preacher. A preacher with all sorts of questions and queries that probably echo your thoughts, public and private. I might even have some questions you've not considered, particularly about the crazies. On Direct Line, we examine the stuff of the day, seeing if there's any religious link to what's occurring in our community, around the globe, the sorts of questions those events bring to us, including the crazies. And I'm interested in what you think, too, so join me each Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. on News Talk 1340 AM WSOY and 103.3 FM with streaming and podcasts available at nowdecatur.com. We'll chat about this and that and that and this, striving to make some sense of the crazies in your life, my life, and even the really wild crazies the other crazies don't understand.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Dealer.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Well, this is going to be a Monday, right? So we're just going to have to acknowledge that and tackle it head on. So back to the Tesla from the Bob Brady Auto Group. This is a pre-owned 2020, and it is. Now, is this the performance level? Walk me through the differences that are out there as far as the model.
So there are three basic on the Model 3. There's three levels of it. There's the standard, which starts at approximately like $35,000. Then there's the long distance or the long range. It adds more length to it. And then the performance, which is, you know, adds some more sporty features, which were pre-configured on the system when you guys picked up the car, because that's where I set them. So you're kind of in a little bit more sport mode. Yeah.
All right. And the unbelievable thing to me is once you figure it out, starting the car isn't intuitive at all.
It would be far more intuitive if it were paired to your phone, to where you walk up, the doors unlock, you sit down, you start the car.
Yes. I'm saying when you first get it.
Oh, for sure.
You know, as any car is, you know, with all the technology today, is, you know, it takes you a little bit to get used to. One of the things I was struck by, at first, you know, I don't really know what to think about the body style. I love it. Okay, at one point it can look kind of geeky, but another angle, then it looks very sleek and cool, you know, then you kind of come back and go, you don't have a universal, at least I didn't, right away opinion.
Oh, that's interesting. When I saw it the first time, it was my favorite of the body styles that they've had, except for the Roadster, which is a sports car, but I love it. It looks like a stormtrooper in some ways.
Yes.
The white model and some of the lines that are not typical for an automobile as we know them. I like the aesthetic quite a bit.
So the paint is unbelievable.
I told you.
I mean, you really got to get, you know, up close and see that. Here is a couple of takeaways from having the Tesla, the pre-owned Tesla.
All
All right, we're going to try to work through something, and we'll be right back with more Buyers and Company right after this.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With its beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
Fishermen and weekend boat captains, I can't think of anything much worse than getting to your favorite spot and then not being able to get back. Before you make your way on the lake, make a stop at Rex Battery first. A fresh battery for your motorboat will be sure to get you where you're going and get you back. At Rex Battery, we stock our batteries fresh. That means your battery will have a longer life with more power and more fun on the water. Not the nautical type? We're ready for any summer fun with Motobat Power Sports batteries for ATVs and motorcycles. The battery is pretty important, and getting yours at Rex means you get to talk to the battery pros. We'll point you in the right direction and make absolutely sure you're getting the most for your money. From the tiniest hearing aids to the biggest farm equipment, nobody knows batteries better than Rex. 1330 East El Dorado, Decatur. Rex with a double X battery.
Generations of power. It's time to make hay with new John Deere hay equipment at Sloan's. Right now, get 0% for 5 years on 6E Series tractors, round balers, and mower conditioners. Or lease your new John Deere hay equipment, like the 460M round baler for just $104.83 per month. Five-year lease, some restrictions apply, subject to approved credit from John Deere Financial. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 8/3/21. Visit Sloan Implement today, celebrating 90 years and going strong. Powered up with
Sloan's. First National Bank has been in Central Illinois for 90 years, proudly serving the communities of Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, Blue Mound, and now Decatur. FNB is known as the Quality Bank for the way they help all their customers with their personal and commercial banking needs. With FNB, you'll receive competitive rates, state-of-the-art mobile banking, fraud protection, and quality service. Visit fnbpena.com or visit any of their Central Illinois locations. First National Bank, the Quality Bank.
For convenient, urgent care in Decatur, choose Memorial Express Care. We offer two locations, North Water Street or Highway 36 East. Stop by 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily for treatment of minor illnesses and injuries, including sports injuries, at our North Water Ortho Clinic. Walk-ins are welcome. For even easier access to care, download the Memorial app and enjoy telehealth video appointments and more. Memorial Express Care, safe and convenient. No appointment needed.
Hello, I'm Reverend Courtney Carson. I got the COVID-19 vaccine to protect my mother, my grandmother, my children, and my family. But I also wanted to lead by example. The fact is, a little over 1,600 people die of cancer every day in the U.S. However, COVID-19 is claiming almost 20% more souls. I know you might be afraid to get the vaccine for whatever reason, but we can't let our fears outweigh the facts. It's not enough to wear the mask. Please get vaccinated today. Let's live and breathe again.
Find out where to get your COVID vaccine at nowdecatur.com.
Hello, this is Wayne Kent. You're like me, striving to make sense of what seems like a culture gone crazy with far too many crazies. And I wonder, where did they all come from? And why did they just show up now? I've hosted WSOY's Direct Line since 2005. I'm clergy. Yep, a preacher. I preach with all sorts of questions and queries that probably echo your thoughts, public and private. I might even have some questions you've not considered, particularly about the crazies. On Direct Line, we examine the stuff of the day, seeing if there's any religious link to what's occurring in our community, around the globe, the sorts of questions those events bring to us, including the crazies. And I'm interested in what you think, too, so join me each Wednesday evening at 5 p.m. on News Talk 1340 AM WSOY and 103.3 FM with streaming and podcasts available at nowdecatur.com. We'll chat about this and that and that and this, striving to make some sense of the crazies in your life, my life, and even the really wild crazies the other crazies don't understand.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Monday, and after Nick and I have been rudely interrupted about three times trying to talk about the Tesla, I'm wondering if there's, you know, some sort of activity going on, some anti-Elon Musk thing in the air. All right, so we picked up the Model 3, the long range, and here is where I where my hesitation was on electric vehicles was the infrastructure, not the vehicle themselves, but just the uncertainty of thinking about, all right, I'm driving around, and I may or may not have fuel. I mean, in a car, I know there's a gas station, and I know how far it is away. I know how much I can stretch it. I know how empty I can get, and then I can get there and refill. And so my conversations with you over the number of, you know, more than a year or so that we've been talking about this is, you know, I feel like that has to come before more mainstream acceptance is out there. I really, after spending the weekend and plugging it in the garage and doing, you know, sort of the things, I don't have those concerns anymore.
What you were describing is known as range anxiety, which is,
yes,
which is the feeling that is, it's similar to the feeling of you're about to run out of gas because the light came on. That is the extreme version.
Or your phone battery.
Phone battery.
Yes.
Yeah. And so your garage was not pre-configured for a Tesla. Why? It wasn't wired. You straight up just plugged your car in.
Yeah. There's an adapter that will, you know, fit to the electricity in most your homes, which is what most garages have. And then I know you've configured yours, you know, to be able to do the higher power amount, which would seem to be, you know, pretty simple, way to install. So now driving it, watching the miles, you know, seeing how far you can go and what that really literally means. And there's the gauge right there, you know, showing you where you are. And so I never felt, even when we were down to a half or a quarter of battery life, you know, that you were like just around the corner from stalling out and not being able to go anywhere.
That's exactly right. You know, and being in town and knowing, hey, there's a gas station at my house when I get home tonight. You know, there's some comfort in that. And I, did you guys venture off into two clicks down on the gear stick?
No, we did not. And that I am still uncomfortable with. But I don't think that has anything to do with technology. I think that is about the control freak part of my personality.
Well, you can still be the control freak. You can still tap the brake or steer at any second. That
I know. I just thought, you know what? I felt like I needed, you know, I'm a pretty good driver. I want to pat myself on the back. I mean, I've driven a long time. I have a pretty good track record. I feel like I'm a decent driver, as most people do, even ones that are not. But I really wanted to get the feel of when do you let up to get to the stop sign? You know, when do you let up to get to into the turn lane? You know, all of these things that are like muscle memory things. And what I decided early on, you know, maybe even a mile or two in, this is just a $60,000 golf cart.
Yeah, that's a good way of looking at it. Yeah.
I mean, as far as how to drive it.
Yeah, that's a real good way of looking at it, where your foot is really controlling go and let off go. I mean, it's go and not go. It's not.
Yeah, and there's not anyone on a golf cart that's slamming on the brakes unless, you know, the guy in front of you stops. I mean, you're just letting up on the gas and heading up to the tee box, right? I mean, yep. And we've done this over our whole lives. If you're a golfer, you've spent a lot of time on a golf cart, and that's sort of the feel times 8,000.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, that's fair in terms of responsiveness. Now, I don't recommend that as you're coming up to your tee box, hopping out and letting it just kind of finish its thing.
Let it roll and finish. Yeah, we do that with golf carts for sure. But it was amazing. Now, here's the crazy thing for me, and I'm always impressed with some of the tiny things or the detail. First of all, I'm not real sure on the interior. I mean, it's a nice, clean look, right? Mm-hmm. And then you have the one, which is about the size of one of the larger iPads or tablets.
Yep.
You know, as far as the screen. Mm-hmm. And that screen is everything. I mean, that's it. You know, there's nothing else.
Yep.
So everything is on that screen, including if you want to open the glove box, you know, including the frunk, which I love that name, and the trunk, although the frunk doesn't seem to hold a lot.
And it holds even less in the newer model. You know, they shrunk it a little bit more. But, I mean, it's free space. Nobody's storing anything
That's exactly right. I mean, because normally, you know, even if you have a European brand, you know, with the engine in the back, you know, you've only got one. You've got both the front and the back because there's no engine. But the thing that impressed me the most was when you're driving, and if you're in drive mode on the tablet, the screen, you have one, two, three, four views. You have on the right-hand side of the screen, you have what's behind you, and then you have what's behind you on the left and what's behind you on the right, so you get a full view of, you know, either lane next to you. And then the on the left is like an animated explain to me how it reads what things are, because it picks up everything from safety cones
traffic
to dumpsters,
lights.
Traffic lights, stop signs, and then if a vehicle is coming towards you, whatever that vehicle is, and I saw a bus, SUVs,
yep.
A sedan, truck, it automatically generates that image. How that just blew me away.
It has an array of cameras on the outside. And what it's doing is it's constantly scanning in front of you. You probably also noticed the speed limit change, you know, on there.
Yes.
And you can set alerts so that it says, hey, if I'm going five over, beep at me or, you know, help me out here. And so it's just scanning the whole time everywhere. And in real time, it is rendering the surroundings around you. So what Brian's talking about is almost a 3D representation of your car in its lanes. It will detect the lanes. That will help keep your car in the lane, or if you're starting to drift, it will also indicate the blind spot. So if a truck is coming up next to you, it gives you a better idea of the world around you if you're not very good with peripherals or you want to stay looking forward. So the technology.
I'm not even sure why it has side mirrors or a rear view mirror. I mean, I don't think it's even necessary.
It's for people that are afraid to, I mean, you could totally do without them, but people are not ready for that.
Here's the thing, and literally 121 miles per gallon, if you translate over to the E, 124 in the city, 116 on the highway, 28 kilowatts per 100 miles is what we're talking about here. And according to the sticker, you're going to save about $4,750 in fuel cost over 5 years.
Yep. It's a big deal.
Average. Mm-hmm. It is a big deal. And for those who always thought that the golf cart analysis was going to be, that's what it feels like, boom, 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 you know, trying to go up the hill, because I remember when we used to argue over trying to get the gas-powered carts versus the electric mm-hmm. carts, because the gas-powered carts had a little more go.
Right.
This thing has more giddy-up than you've ever experienced in your life. I had a Jeep Hellcat that was a $120,000 automobile from Bob Brady a couple years ago that maybe equaled this on the giddy up department. But it was literally built to be that way.
Yeah, you should, if you don't believe it, go on YouTube and look for drag racing between stock Teslas and sports cars and watch.
If you don't believe it, go test drive this car.
Oh,
and
do
punch
that
it
even more so.
Because it is like lift off. And the weird thing is, you know, you're not going through the gears. It's just all torque, and with all wheel drive, the entire car feels like it is lifting off the ground.
Yeah. I took my mom in a ride on it and she goes, why are you driving so fast? I said, I am honestly doing 27 miles per hour. I just got there quicker than you've ever gotten there.
Yes. So that was part of the Hot 25 over the weekend, and I got to tell you, I was impressed. So Bob Brady, they're looking to buy. They just bought this, and you can own it.
Yeah.
They got everything out there.
Did you by chance get into any of the entertainment stuff while you were parked?
What do you mean?
Like, did you see – you can obviously do Netflix, Hulu, but did you see the games?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did. I mean, just, you know, perusing through, you know, the tablet or the 15-inch touch screen. Yeah. And then it's got all of the other stuff, too, that, I mean, you know, voice-activated mm-hmm. controls, and you've got your USB ports and your climate.
Wireless charging is built into
yeah.
the console. You just set your phone down.
Yeah, they have that. What is that stuff called? It's a carbon fiber.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was aftermarket.
Oh, it was?
Yeah, so that's a piano black finish that you would probably saw up at the front of the console.
Yes.
And then they wrapped the carbon fiber. Somebody liked it better because the piano black might smudge a little. But yeah. But there's like three consoles in there that you can just store stuff, and including two little trays where you can set your cell phones down and it'll wirelessly charge them without being plugged in.
Well, I'm all in. We'll see if we get to see the Cadillac Lyric this summer. You know, that to me, when I look at body styles and everything else, is the top of the top when it comes
right.
to the aesthetics. but having a lot of fun. So we were at not one but two different events yesterday, or Saturday, excuse me. There's a video up on Nauticator.com. You can see the Tesla, and you can see what, first of all, the 27th annual Juneteenth celebration in downtown Decatur, the African American Cultural and Genealogical Society of Illinois, in partnership with the City of Decatur Human Relations Commission, hosted their event. They had a wreath ceremony at 10:30 at the Macon County Courthouse Building in remembrance of the 1893 lynching of Mr. Samuel J. Bush. And then they had the Freedom Day walk from the Macon County Courthouse down to Central Park. And so we got some of that on video. And then we went to the inaugural Juneteenth multicultural celebration event at the Devon Amphitheater, which was just wonderful.
Yeah, the video, I'm sure, doesn't do it justice, but I've got to be honest. Seeing those kids have smiles on their faces and the families having a good time and, you know, integrating things like a logo contest and just really making it broader than, hey, let's just party. It was like a learning experience. I think it's a really cool part of our community is that we do have some culture here. We do have some diversity, and we can learn from things. So, that video was just a small taste, but I'm sure you had a lot better time.
Leslie Risby and Maria Robertson and Tammy Fuller and Crystal Wheeler, Shamika Madison, Rodney Walker, Reverend Courtney Carson, Jay Owens, Terrence Taylor, all members of the committee that put that together.
Oh, cool.
The entertainment was just fantastic, and it was a lot of fun. The Elite Energy did a really, really great job with a singing and dancing performance, and then there was a Youth with a Positive Direction performance that was fantastic. There were bands, there were music, there were spoken word performances, and as you mentioned, the logo contest, and it was all very, very cool. They've really made some improvements to the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater.
Oh, what?
When you go in, where there used to be sort of a tent and you would buy tickets and stuff for like, beverages or concessions, that those have all been like hard built out, to where they're like installations now rather than tents. Some of the boxes, like where companies will buy or people can buy, you know, they've built up bars, you know, like actual bars with, you know, stools. So you get a little higher seating to be able to look down a little better on. They've just taken something that was already great and just perfected it, you know, here and there. And they have the portable, restroom truck now.
Oh, cool.
You know, like the air conditioned looks sort of like it's kind of that silver color, like the old Airstreams.
Right.
So they've just little touches here and there.
That's, you know, so through the first season, those are the types of things that, like, when you talk to Mike Wilcott or anybody from the Park District, you almost felt like you're being kind of a jerk because it's like so awesome. You're like, you know, if you had a little this, and they were taking notes and they knew it too. And once you see that many people come in and go, flow of traffic over here, we need a bar over there. They're listening and they're making it better. I'm not surprised, honestly.
So good stuff.
Yeah, cool.
There's a photo gallery and there is a video on Nauticator.com and on our Facebook page. And they have the Turkey Man and the Rolling Stoners out there. You know, so the Great Lake breeze and the food, and it was just perfect. And the weather had been predicted to be sort of not so great. Mm-hmm. Turned out to be just fantastic.
That's awesome. I like both of those trucks too. By the way, that those are good picks for the event.
No doubt about it. All right, one last break. Here's Nick Smith with your three-day forecast. We'll be back with more right after this.
Today, we've got a slight chance of showers, mainly until 5 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 70 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly cloudy, then clear with a low around 51. For Tuesday, sunny with a high near 76, and Wednesday, sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 68 degrees, and your WSOY time is 6:56.
Are you or your loved one thinking of retirement? Discover a new beginning at Tanglewood Village. We are an affordable, independent retirement community with a home-like atmosphere. Located in Decatur on Route 36 East. Come in for a tour, and while you're here, stay for lunch and enjoy a delicious home-cooked meal. With this beautiful landscape, rural setting, and a staff devoted to your needs, it is then that you will know this community is like no other.
Tanglewood Village, a new beginning for your retirement. Call 423-5838 or visit tanglewoodvillage.com.
With roots in agriculture, manufacturing, production, we've emerged as a global force. It's a transformation. Logistics services,
food and ingredients, biotechnology, health and medical science, innovation at its finest every single day. These careers are waiting for you. Visit careersdecatur.com. We are Decatur and Macon County, and we are limitless.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
When the internet is how you do everything, your Wi-Fi needs to be able to handle anything. With Xfinity Internet, you get Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig to power a house full of devices, so your homework, work, and streaming, consider it all done. Faster Wi-Fi speed for all your online needs. Can your internet do that? Learn about our latest breakthrough, Wi-Fi speed faster than a gig, and other fast speed options. Get started with Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Requires paperless billing and auto pay in 6/22/21. Restrictions apply. New performance starter, 50 Mbps, internet customers only. Equipment taxes and fee extra and subject to change. After-term regular rates apply. Gig speed Wi-Fi requires gigabit internet and compatible X-Fi gateway. Actual speeds vary and not guaranteed. We will visit with Stacey Young on the other side of stories and news, and we'll talk about that incredible inaugural Juneteenth celebration at the Devon. We'll talk about what happened at Splash Cove and the new rules moving forward, and we'll get to that, plus Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and we'll tell you more about our Rome away from home and Cardinals tickets to give away today, Nick, courtesy of First Mid Bank and First Mid Insurance. That coming up before the end of the program. Right now, what is the temperature outside?
It's 68. It went down a little bit.
I know. It's pleasant. We'll be back after stories and news.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.